looking forward to the special music today. Thank you, choir. Good morning. My name is Barbara Fote, and I'm a member of the congregation here, and I'm also part of the welcome team. So I am here to welcome you. Whatever brings you here, please know that you are welcome. And you'll see some people scattered throughout the congregation that have the stoles on. I didn't get mine on yet, but those symbolize our hospitality and our inclusiveness, that everyone is welcome here no matter what. So welcome to all of you. In your bulletin, you should have a yellow slip. If you'll grab that on one side, we would like to know that you're here, so please list your name. And if you're fairly new to us, or if you want to get on the mailing list, we would love to have some contact information for you. Then if you flip it over, on the other side is an option to write a prayer request, and those will be read aloud in the service. So if you do write a prayer request, the ushers will collect those during prayer time. And if you don't have one of those, just hang on to the yellow slip and drop it in the offering plate when that comes around. We also do have, if you are new and we haven't caught you yet, we have a brochure that tells you about the mission and ministry of this congregation, because it is an active congregation doing a lot of different things. One of the key things, and a really wonderful event, is tomorrow night. It's our Christmas dinner. It is a free dinner, turkey, dressing, homemade desserts, the whole big, fabulous Christmas dinner done by the Finlayson Schuler family with a few of us helping along the edges. So please come. There's, I think, punch at 5:30. The dinner is at 6. Everyone is welcome. And I bet we could use some help with cleanup. I know that's what I'm going to do, come late and do cleanup, hoping my husband saves me a plate. But it's a wonderful event that we have as a church family and for our neighbors and people from our Friday community, the food pantry, our breakfast morning folks. So please come to do that, 6 o'clock tomorrow night. And then I was just telling somebody, I love this church because of the Christmas Eve service. The children act out the nativity story and come in costume, and we always have a live baby Jesus, which is just, I think, phenomenal. I think this is my 8th Methodist church I've been a member of, and this is the only one that ever has had a live baby Jesus. It's fabulous. So that will be Christmas Eve, and it's a new time this year. If you're one of the regulars that comes all the time at 7, you'll miss it. Come at 6 o'clock. And then finally, one of the ways we support our outreach program is by selling pecans. This is a 2-for-1 deal. You get pecans to gift to somebody, put in a stocking stuffer, bake holiday things with, and some of the proceeds from that will go for our outreach program, our food pantry, our mission and ministry. So those are a couple of things, but there's lots more in here. So be sure to take a look at that. There are restrooms out this door if you need them, or in the back and down. Children are welcome in the service. I don't believe we have child care today. We don't. Okay, but children are very welcome here. And, there was a children's table. It's in the back. There's probably some crayons and things back there if you have a child. I didn't pay attention. We've moved things because we wanted to be able to see our choir. We also have a safe sanctuary policy that children should be accompanied when they go throughout the building. Those are the brief welcome and announcements, and let's continue with our worship.
Good morning. I'm Alicia Wood. I am honored to say that I am the pastor here at this church. I am honored for a couple reasons. One is this fabulous choir. They work so hard and are so good. I always tell people, we actually have a really good church choir here. Come on over. So that's one of the reasons I am honored to be the pastor here, because you all do such a great job, and Amy and Dennis as well. You do have a light. Good. Okay. So I also want to say that come Thanksgiving, every year we start to get phone calls about our legendary Christmas dinner, our neighborhood Christmas dinner. I can't tell you how much we are known for this Christmas dinner, so I'm honored to say I'm the pastor here because of all this good work. Okay, so today we're going to light 2 purple and a pink. Joy, are we there yet? Sometimes on our journey, our feet get heavy, our shoulders feel burdened, and our hearts seem low. Sometimes in preparation, the busyness overwhelms us, and we get lost in the doing and the planning and the running. And what we lose is the sense of why. Why do we do all of this? Why is this journey necessary? And the answer is simple. For the joy of it. We forget the joy when we get caught up in the to-do list. We forget the joy when we worry more about how things look than connecting with others. Our call in this Advent journey is to remember the one who is already at work among us and to celebrate that presence of joy. And we hope that with our music program today, that we will be reminded of how we live this joy out all year long. We relight the joy and peace, the peace and hope candles, and today we light the joy candle on our journey. Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, that God may teach us the ways of peace and hope and joy. Come, O come, Emmanuel.
Good morning. I'm Beth Drew, and I am going to be the liturgist this morning, but before I do anything like that, I'm going to switch hats, and I'm going to just talk as Beth Drew person, not Beth Drew, anything official, and say thank you. Thank you so much. This is a special day for me, and I think for many in our congregation, so thank you, and thank you, and thank you. I appreciate it. So back to the worship service. I am the liturgist this morning, and I ask that you please stand in either body or spirit and join with me in the responsive call to worship. God's Spirit has led us here. 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 There is a sweet, sweet Spirit in this place. Please be seated. Our scripture today is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, 46 through 55. Christ's birth was the birth of a revolution, a new way of being valued, of valuing every person regardless of their status, a way of understanding that we all are family. Mary understood the radical project that she was invited to join. She understood and she accepted the stigma that came with that project. She could feel the joy that would shine through the struggle, and she said, yes. We ask God for such courage. Listen to her words from the first chapter of Luke, verses 46 through 55. With all my heart, I glorify the Lord. In the depths of who I am, I rejoice in God my Savior. God has looked with favor on the low status of God's servant. Look, from now on, everyone will consider me highly favored because the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is God's name. God shows mercy to everyone from one generation to the next, who honors God. God has shown strength with God's arm. God has scattered those with arrogant thoughts and proud inclinations. God has come to the aid of God's servants Israel, remembering God's mercy, just as was promised to our ancestors, to Abraham, and to Abraham's descendants forever. This is the word of God for the people of God. She was one brave young woman. How appropriate that the word of the day today is joy, as our choir today, as we've already mentioned, brings us a service of special music and we continue to give glory to the newborn King by singing in Christmas. John Jacob Niles traveled Appalachia to preserve... Okay. Then I guess Leader was wrong on the book.
John Jacob Niles traveled Appalachia to preserve traditional folk tunes. In July 1933, while in Murphy, North Carolina, he heard a young traveling evangelist, Annie Morgan, sing I Wonder As I Wander. He asked her to sing it over and over and over again until he had memorized it. Please stand in body or spirit and join me in song.
Jesus, the Savior, did come for to die for poor lonely people like you and like I. I wander as I wander out under the sky. When Mary birthed Jesus, 'twas in a cow stall with wise men and farmers and shepherds and all. But high from God's heaven a star's light did fall, and the promise of ages it then did recall. If Jesus had wanted for any wee thing, a star in
readings and scriptures we are using today are adapted from a collection of daily devotionals with permission by Balboa Publishing. We hope that these stories will deepen the meaning of our traditional Christmas texts and songs. Hear now a reading from the book of John, chapter 4, verse 16. We know how much God loves us, and we have put our trust in His love. God is love. And all who live in love live in God, and God lives in them.
The hustle and bustle of Christmas brings out the best and the worst in us. Do we recognize Christmas as an opportunity to share Christ's love, or do we unintentionally get lost in the hurriedness of the holiday frenzy? From the stress of navigating the throngs of people in Christmas shops, to the long lines and desire to choose the perfect gifts for loved ones, our emotions can overflow. We can pour out the love of God or let our human nature get the best of us. It requires determination and commitment to let the Christ of Christmas shine through in all we do, showing kindness to others when we feel they don't deserve it, when we're standing in line with impatient or rude shoppers, for instance. Donating to charity, helping out in soup kitchens, these are all demonstrations of how much God loves us and how we can love others in return. God is love, and all who live in love live in God. May the celebration of Christmas remind us all how important it is to keep our hearts ready to experience God's love for us and for others every day. Please join me in prayer. Lord, we open our hearts to you. May we live each day experiencing your love and sharing that love with others.
Look around. The spirit of Christmas is all around you. And I ask you and invite you to take a moment to share that Advent joy with your neighbors, but listen for the music, because when the music plays, it's going to be time to return to seats and for children to come forward and this morning have a chance to meet with Amy, our music director. So let's share our Advent joy.
Will the children come forward as they're comfortable? Testing? Now it is. Okay. I know the choir is taking your normal spot today. Huh? We wanted to be down a little closer to you because we have so much music. The next song that we're about to sing has to do with promises. Have you ever made a promise to someone? Have you guys ever made a promise to someone? Maybe? What does that promise mean to you? If you promise to do something, if you promise you're going to be somewhere, what does that mean to you? I know we got little quiet ones today. Jim, do you have an answer for us today? What's the promise mean? Oh. Good luck with that one. He said he asked Santa Claus for a new Cadillac. But I don't know, did Santa promise to bring that to you? Oh, I don't know if he promised that one. That one seems a little lofty. What about a pinky promise? Have you ever made a pinky promise with someone? No, we're quiet today. Well, has anyone ever had a promise that has been broken? I can ask the congregation this since we're very low on children today. Raise your hand if you've ever had a promise that someone gave to you that has been broken. You've lived through that and you felt that, right? And so that's a big deal when our promises are broken. That word promise should not be taken lightly. It's something that I personally am working on. If I'm going to use that word, then I have to follow through with that because sometimes life gets busy and we have intentions to be places, or I tell my daughter I'm going to pick her up on time and something happens, a rehearsal runs late, or someone needs the auditorium at school unlocked and the lights set up, and that's my job, and I can't get her on time. That happened last week. So we have to use that word very carefully, and I know I'm working on that. And with God, we don't have to worry about it, because when he says promise, he means promise. His promises to us will never be broken. He will follow through on every promise that he gives us. And that's what this next song and reading are about, God keeping every promise that he has for us. And so I challenge us to use that word just as carefully as he does with us, only on things that we know we can follow through on, that nothing is going to break.
I'll hand this over to Peter, one of our choir members.
Do you want to have prayer with the kids too? Hear these words from Proverbs. Every promise of God proves true. God protects everyone who runs to God for help. So don't second guess God. They might take you to task and show up your lies. That's from Proverbs 30, verses 5 to 6. Now let's pray together. Dear God, thank you for the thousands of promises you've given in your word. I'm trusting you to keep each one. Amen.
Dancing into the promise. What a promise it was. Remember Isaiah's words that we read last week. With righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. The Hebrew people had been waiting for hundreds of years since Isaiah's prophecy for the coming of a ruler from the lineage of King David. What they didn't yet understand was that this promised one was coming for all people. This is how it happened.
In those days, Caesar Augustus declared that everyone throughout the empire should be enrolled in the tax lists. This first enrollment occurred when Quirinius governed Syria. Everyone went to their own cities to be enrolled. Since Joseph belonged to David's house and family line, he went up from the city of Nazareth to Galilee in David's city called Bethlehem in Judea. He went to be enrolled together with Mary, who was promised to him in marriage, and who was pregnant. While they were there, the time came for Mary to have her baby. She gave birth to her firstborn child, a son, wrapped him snugly, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the guest room.
We will now enter a time of prayer and reflection. And if you would like your prayer request read, as Barbara noted, you can simply turn in this yellow prayer request. It's on the opposite side of the attendance registration. This will be read as part of the worship, and you can pass your prayer slip to the ushers as they walk down the aisle to collect them. You can feel free to be a singer or a listener as we begin our prayer time, asking God for this to be the year. Begin the prayer time with a period of silence for your personal reflection, and then I will share a spoken prayer, and then we will sing the Lord's Prayer together. So settle. We've got some good news today. We've heard some not so good news today. Settle ourselves. Slow ourselves down. Open your mind and heart to the gentle calling of the Spirit of God. Let us pray. Gracious God, moving through Advent is a journey. Mary and Joseph were on a journey, and we are on journeys every day of our lives through Advent and through the entire year. And while journeys can be fun, enlightening, relaxing, free from care, they also can sometimes be a little overwhelming. They can be tiring, sometimes bewildering, and sometimes even challenging. So we ask you today for the awareness that we know that you walk with us. As Amy said, we hear the promises and we trust in those promises. We know, or we pray that we know, that you are there preparing the way for us. So just as Mary and Joseph went ahead and they didn't get their room and they delivered their baby in a manger, but they trusted in you. And may we feel that trust as well. Many have been named here this morning in their personal journeys. We pray for Nick. We're so grateful, God, that Nick is here with us today and done with phase one of his journey. We pray for Barb and Bob, who literally were on a journey, and we pray for their safety throughout the winter in Florida. For Ellen and David Bacon, for Jeannie and her family, for Galen, for the joy that is Coraline, and for Anne's Aunt Joan, and for all that have been named aloud or in our hearts. We pray, God, that you awaken our hearts so that in all that we do and all that we say and all that we wish and feel and respond, and all that we think and we are, we pray that our hearts be awakened We remember Mary and Joseph and trust the enduring promises that we have been given. And we pray that we don't just trust in our hearts, but that we know and act with hope and peace and joy and love. May it be so. Amen. Please join me now and join all of us together in singing the prayer that Jesus taught us. Amen. Hosea prophesizes, "Then I will heal you of your faithlessness. My love will know no bounds, for my anger will be gone forever." When Alan's first child was born, he was overwhelmed with how much he loved this child. It was different from anything he'd ever experienced. A few years later, when his wife Leslie mentioned she was ready for another baby, he hesitated, confused. Leslie said, "We always talked about having several children. Has that changed?" Alan swallowed hard and then replied, "I'm afraid. I'm afraid I can't love another child as much as I love the first one." Leslie tried to explain the unlimited love she felt they had to give, but Alan continued to struggle with it for several months. Finally, after a lot of prayer and Leslie's persistence, he agreed to trust her and trust God that he would be able to do it. In the delivery room, waiting for his second child, Alan was still nervous. But when the doctor placed that newborn baby in his arms, he looked at Leslie and said, "I felt my heart grow. A powerful love for this child exploded into my heart. It's like the space wasn't there before, but it suddenly appeared." Leslie reached to touch the baby and said, "I think that must be how God loves all of God's children at once. Will you pray with me?" Holy Parent, your love is amazing. No matter what, I will never doubt your unconditional love, unfathomable love for me. Amen. So we come to a time of offering. So don't forget to put your yellow attendance slips that look like this in your plate as the ushers collect the offering. This next piece, "All the Bells in Paradise," depicts the unconditional love that God has for us, sending us God's only Son, a baby so miraculous that even the angels looked upon him with awe and wonder. Please remain standing and join with me in prayer as we thank God for all the gifts we have received. Holy God, we know this season is about preparing a way for the Christ to come into the world and into our hearts. As we move through our lives, we are bombarded with invitations to invest our dollars in things that will bring joy to us and to those we love. Yet we know we must cut through that noise to hear where you want us to invest. We are focused on gifting one another, and we need to hear that you would have us give to those who are the forgotten, the unloved, and those whose need is great. May the giving that we do now help your gospel more clearly and see your love for the poor and meek more completely. In your love, we give. In your love, we are sent, and in your love we pray. Amen. Love is the bottom line. Jesus was God's most intimate gift of love to us. It burst onto the senses of shepherds, saints, and sages 2,000 years ago through angel messengers. Please remain standing and join me in singing hymn number 220, Angels from the Realm of Glory.
Amen. Please be seated. Let us pray together as we frame our next anthem. Jesus, shine the light of your truth into my heart. Let all those hidden be revealed so that I may have a life that reflects who you are, helping me point others to relationship with you. Amen. in church, we're never sure if we're supposed to clap or not, right? We aren't sure. So what I'd love for all of us to do is thank the choir and our musicians and our music director. They have worked so hard on this day, and we're so grateful. I'm hoping that they'll wander down so we can greet them and tell them individually how much we enjoyed their song and how much we enjoyed their message. People of God, we wait with hope. We wait with courage. We wait with unspeakable joy, full of glory. We wait with the assurance that the Liberator will come in power, in justice, and in peace. Go now, trusting and believing that it is so. In the name of Jesus the Christ, amen.
Announcements, please.